Greetings from Episcopal Church of the Ascension. I'm Father Paul, rector here at Ascension, with a bit of information about things happening here and reflections in general as we share this time together. This weekend is a big deal for us and many Episcopal churches holding their annual parish meetings. This is a great time for us to gather together and reflect a bit on the year that's passed, share reports, both written and verbal, along with a presentation of the budget and the election of new members to our vestry and those who will serve as delegates to convention. We have an annual meeting report that is available through the website soon, if not as this goes live, probably by the time you're watching this. The information, the site also includes some information about those who are standing for election. Now, along with this meeting, we always want to create some sense of hospitality. Our Radical Hospitality Committee does a great job of that week by week, and the meeting this weekend is no different. There will be some refreshments for us as we gather, along with coffee and things. And in addition to that, the theme this week, I want to talk to you about a little bit, is food. Now, if you're like me, you love food, especially good food. And part of the beauty about food, I think you agree, is the chance to gather. I mean, throughout Scripture, and particularly as we read through the Gospels, food's a big deal. And gathering for a meal is a big deal. That shared experience, the time together around a meal, it slows us down into a sense of conversation and maybe even helps us listen in a different kind of way. So we'll have the refreshments during our annual meeting for sure. No problem. You can count on it. We've also got for us this weekend a member appreciation lunch following the 10:30 service and kind of in conjunction with the annual meeting, if you will. And we hope that you'll plan to stick around. It should be a special time for us to continue and maybe continue a conversation. The meeting is a presentation of information, but the lunch after is an appreciation of you on behalf of the vestry, wanting to appreciate all the volunteering and participation that we've seen at Ascension over the year past, and maybe even sharing the excitement of the things that are yet to come. Now, food isn't just for us on Sundays. It's actually important to us kind of all the time. In fact, at Ascension, our principal outreach is to help feed people. Our food pantry, the Elaine Cadane Food Pantry, is one of our principal outbound ministries. It operates every first and third Tuesday of the month from 9:30 to 11. We see a whole host of faithful members and some folks that aren't members here come together in order to help serve those who have a need, a basic need, food. There's another group of people that assembles once a month on Saturdays to go to Sharing Life and get the food, bring it here. Regular volunteers kind of assemble the bags that we have ready. And if you are in need of food coming on those first and third Tuesdays, all that information is on our website. Is really a great way to connect with a way that you can get food. Maybe you want to volunteer. Maybe you know somebody with this need. Coming on those days is particularly helpful because on those days we also have fresh fruit and vegetables, sometimes other good things to help feed the family or those in your household. Those who work in our community garden and maintain garden here throughout the year are here to help harvest part of the produce that they are growing in their garden beds and share it with those who come with this need. And so it's a kind of a special time for us, not only the energy of the members and non-members coming together in order to serve the community, but different ministries pairing together in order to offer this food. I'm grateful to have a pantry on campus, not only for those moments, but because that same group helps assemble some bags that we keep on hand here in the office. And so no matter what day it is, if people come or call with a need of food, it's a need that we can at least help to meet, a basic need that many have from time to time and some in an ongoing way. Now, this isn't the only time that we help feed people. Coming up soon, we have a regular outreach for us to Austin Street Center, where we provide a meal. Now, their capacity has increased. They've gone through some renovations and things, and they have an increased capacity, which means we need to come up with more food than we normally do. And so we're counting on you to help provide lasagnas. That's been our tradition at Austin Street Center for a long time. Different people bring different things in order to help facilitate a meal. But now they're up to 400 clients, and we need to provide more lasagnas than we're accustomed to providing. So we hope that new members and attendees from Ascension might come together and make a commitment to bring a lasagna or two on February 4th, Saturday, February 4th, at between 4:30 and 5. You can drop off lasagnas here at Ascension. And then we need some folks to go down with us to help serve these. All the contact information you'd need will be in the At Ascension email, or you can shoot me an email, and I'm happy to help connect you with Brian Casper, who coordinates this ministry, along with others here at Ascension. It's an ongoing commitment that we have to help meet that need here in Dallas. It's been a long time ongoing for us, and it's been a meaningful ministry because it does allow us to help be of service in this way. So Food Pantry, Austin Street Center. Last week, I spoke a bit about the blessing bags. Those are another way that we do help feed people. We're not limited to just these, but I'll bounce back for just a moment and say there are also more opportunities for us to gather. We've been doing some of the dinners out with Father Paul and some of the dining out events for Ascension as a whole. And we just love those as moments where we can come together and share a meal, break bread together. And so I encourage you to participate in all of these as you're able, happy to talk, answer questions that you might have. One last opportunity I do want to mention, it's not just food related, although there will be food involved, is the men's group, Men's Bible Fellowship, is wrapping up one of their books. They're thinking about starting their next book. And as they did so, we were looking for ways that we might encourage some of the guys at Ascension that have not been a part of that group to take part. And so we've got an evening planned at Top Golf. Just recently, a friend of mine suggested Top Golf as an outing for our family. Despite how close we live to one, I'd never actually been there. And my family went together over Christmas break, and we had just the best time. And really, I hadn't swung a golf club in years, and not really much of a golfer. And it was still really fun. So my encouragement, if you're at all interested, is to join us on February 9th. You can RSVP to me or to Doug Tabor. Looking just for a chance for some of the guys to get together. No experience required. Swing a club or don't. Stop by, have a bite to eat with us, enjoy some fellowship at least. We are looking for an RSVP no later than Sunday, February 5th, in order to facilitate that offering on February 9th. So these, of course, are just some of the things that are happening here. We hope that you look to the website and the At Ascension email for all of the things that might be happening around here at Ascension. We hope that you will participate in the annual meeting this Sunday and all of these other ways as you're able. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in church.